Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Glenn. Hi, Glenn.
Recently discovered diabetes and dealing with some neuropathy problems, and like a natural solution for it.
Yeah, diabetes, big issue. But, you know, not, at the end of the day, the neuropathy is pretty common. It goes along with that. So vitamin B6, pyridoxine is the version of it. It works real well. And, again, this is in all the textbooks. You can check those out. A lot of research on it. It does great. So I don't know if you mentioned that to your doctor, but you can. Now, your fruits and vegetables are going to be really important, too, because you get tons of B vitamins, especially from the dark leafy greens. So that's going to be a big piece for you. Just a couple things to think about. And I would mention that to your doctor, though, you know, whoever's working with you. But also your eating habits all the way around are going to be important, and your exercise habits, too. So the exercise habits that you form are going to be critical. I mean, literally. So 4 to 5 days a week, 30 minutes minimum, as long as you can handle that. That's a great way to go. Get a personal trainer, I think, for a short period of time. At least you can start learning the tricks of the trade in the gym setting. And they can get you outside the gym, too, which I hope that they do. But, yeah, coming up with a game plan that way is great all the way around. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272 phone number. And you can check us out online, getwellradio.com. Let's go to, who do we have next here? Let's go to Hank. Hi, Hank.
As we speak, my wife's sister is in the hospital. She had a hip replacement, but it seems that everybody that goes into a hospital gets pneumonia. And I'm wondering why that is. What is it being in the hospital that causes people to get pneumonia? Seems like it never gets any better.
Well, I mean, it just depends. I mean, you got to think about the hospital. People in there are sick. Of course, they've got every bug under the sun. Even though they do everything to keep the environment sterile as much as possible, there's still, you know, people's immune systems are depressed, number one, because they're sick and they're ill and they're not doing well. So when your immune system goes down, your susceptibility to gain infections from bacteria or viruses or whatever goes up. So if you're hanging out in a contained environment where there's a lot of bacteria and viruses hanging out that normally wouldn't be out in the normal real world, that's why it becomes a challenge. So it's all about keeping the immune system strong and, you know, staying healthy. But, yeah, when you get in the hospital, definitely all of that increases. But it just depends on what you go to the hospital for. If you're already in there for an infection, your immune system's shot and it's on the bottom of the floor, well, then your susceptibility to increase those infections does go up. So, you know, once you get to the hospital, it's hard to beat that. But getting out of the hospital, once you start getting on your vitamin D levels, eating healthier foods, exercising, all of that builds up the immune system in a tremendous way. Hope that helps. All right, let's go to Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
Yes, my question is about safe use of oils. I've heard recently against fish oils. Using preferably coconut oil, big advocate of fish oils.
Yeah, I mean, the fish oils are great. I like them. I mean, I'm a huge fan of cod liver oil. You hear me talk about it all the time. Krill oil is good as well, and they're great for your omega-3 fats, highly absorbable, probably better than most other oils. But, you know, again, the question is, you know, if you're wanting to get well and you're wanting to come up with a new game plan for your health and for your life and really to be able to function at a better level, then it's about building a brand new lifestyle plan. And the fish oils are great, but also things like coconut oil, like you mentioned, it's a great oil to cook with, great for the immune system, fantastic for an antifungal, and it's also great for the metabolism. So it helps burn body fat, it helps your body get into shape, just from a dietary perspective. And they've done studies with it, and they've gotten tremendous results just by using coconut oil. Butter's really good, too. Actually, real butter can be quite helpful. So it's a couple things that you can start adding to your diet that can make a big, big difference. Our food for the day is avocado, one of my favorites. My little saying is an avocado a day keeps prostate issues away. Experts say that adding a little avocado to your diet can pack a big punch that outweighs the fat and the calories. So the avocados contain folate, potassium, and the monounsaturated fats, that are very high in fiber. The monounsaturated fats that are in avocados contain oleic acid, which has been found to improve fat levels in the body and help control diabetes. By using avocados as a primary source of fat in the diet, diabetes sufferers can lower their triglycerides by up to 20%. That's a big deal. In addition to being helpful with those with diabetes, the monounsaturated fats in avocados are great for lowering cholesterol, the bad cholesterol, the LDLs. And a low-fat diet containing avocados has been shown to help lower dangerous levels of those low-density lipoproteins, the LDLs, and raise the HDLs, those are the good guys, the high-density lipoproteins. In addition, triglycerides were also lowered slightly. The avocados are a huge source of fiber containing 10 grams in only one avocado. As we all know, fiber is known to help prevent high blood pressure, heart disease, and certain types of cancer, particularly colon cancer. The avocados contain about 30% more potassium than bananas, and it's beneficial to the body in lowering your risk of blood pressure, heart attack, and cancer. So the folate in one avocado provides almost 30% of your daily recommended allowance. And so as you can see, I mean, you worry about getting the fat out of there and too much fat. It's actually good for you, by the way. So look for the Florida-grown avocados. They contain about two-thirds of the calories and half the fat of California-grown avocados. Also stick with those harvested between November and March, as they contain a third of the fat of those packed earlier in the season. So, little tip, go for the Florida avocados more than the California ones if you're concerned about the fat. But the fat doesn't make you fat, folks. It actually helps you burn body fat. And the stuff's amazing. The more healthy fats you can get in, the better. They only have good benefits to the body. They're great for blocking DHT. They're great for supporting the prostate. I mean, phenomenal all the way around. So just something to think about. Avocados, one of my favorites. Avocado a day keeps prostate issues away. Let's go to Shelly now. Hi, Shelly.
My question is there a over-counter medication to substitute for cholesterol instead of prescription-wise, or is there over-counter that's something that I could use?
There's a lot of things over-the-counter. I mean, provided your doctor's okay with it, you want to talk to them. And, you know, the key is red yeast rice is really good. It's got great benefits in it. That's what a lot of the statin drugs base their research on and how it kind of operates in the body. Niacin is really good, too, vitamin B3. That in combination, vitamin E and selenium, all have great benefits to them as far as working with cholesterol levels and supporting, you know, healthy vessels within the body. So all of those together work quite well. And don't forget your fish oils and your healthy fats, they all make a difference, too. So just digging in and putting all those together, you can notice a huge difference in cholesterol. Be careful doing all of that, though, with taking the medicine. That's why you want to talk with a doctor and kind of come up with one or the other. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure.
Pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, teens and drinking and driving is always a big topic, but they're saying now that the number of U.S. teenagers who drink and drive has dropped more than half from 1991 to 2011, federal health officials said. Recently, 9 out of 10 of the high school students age 16 and over said they did not drink and drive in 2011. And according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, it represents a decline of 54% over 2 decades. So there's good news. Some of the data here, the CDC director says, he said there's been some major changes and shifts in drinking and driving with teenagers. And he says the young drivers are 17 times more likely to die in a crash when they have a blood alcohol concentration of 0.08 when they've not been drinking at all. So, you know, good news. The kids have kind of dropped the alcohol at the wheel. Good stuff. All right, Joyce, you're next with us. How can I help?
I'm calling in regards to, I feel as though I might have had a, are they just talking about TIAs? I feel as though I might have had one a while ago. I've been having a little trouble speaking at times, and the words aren't coming out right, and my legs have really got, I don't know, very weak and everything lately. I've got some twitches in my face a few times. My arms, I think, have been okay, but I've tried to talk to the VA about it, because I'm a veteran, and that's where I go for my medical care, and they don't seem to look at it or do anything. They say, well, it's just nothing to worry about it. And I do have diabetes. I take insulin, 65 units of Lantus a day, and 1,000 milligrams of metformin in the morning and the evening, and 10 milligrams of glipizide in the morning. My blood pressure is basically okay. My cholesterol is good. But I've been having trouble, like I said, walking lately. And I used to go, even just a few months ago. But really slowed down, and all I am is completely tired and want to sleep anymore.
Yeah, a lot of times there can be several factors to that, just so you know. I mean, if you're a real type A personality and highly energetic and always on the go, and you've got these different health challenges, number one, it could be some of the medications that you're taking, and they could start taking, you know, wearing and taking a little bit of toll on you. So that could be a possibility. Just keep that in mind. Another piece to this that is interesting that you might want to keep kind of an eye on is, you know, just your overall daily habits. So your eating habits can make a big difference. Adrenal fatigue could be another one. So there's a lot of could-be's. But to raise your energy levels in dealing with this, support the adrenal glands, always a good idea. Cutting out the inflammatory foods, really important too. And the way to support the adrenals, yeah, for the most part, vitamin B5, also vitamin C. It's kind of an old school deal, but it really still works. Cordyceps, holy basil, they all work together too to help. They're called adaptogens, and they can help support the adrenal glands, which can be helpful. But again, you know, when you're dealing with something like this and you're concerned, you've had a lot of different health challenges pop up in your life, you want to make sure you're balanced and you want to make sure you get the right kind of foods in and the right kind of nutrients in. Blood testing is always good, and you might want to consider one of the nutritional genetic assessments that they're doing now. GeneMe is a great company to look at for that. But they actually do genetic testing to figure out what your specific nutritional needs might be and how to replace certain deficiencies. So great little tool to use along the way. Vitamin D, they're saying now, will not save you from the common cold. This is the latest study. The latest research on vitamin D supplementation, they're saying in a healthy adult population, the vitamin D will not prevent or reduce severity of common colds, said lead author David Murdoch, who's the head of pathology at the University of Otago in New Zealand. He said, at present, no supplement has been shown to perfectly prevent colds. He said, we need additional evidence from rigorous studies like ours before making claims about any nutritional supplement potential to ward off the colds. Now, research studies have been published recently in the Journal of the American Medical Association about this, that vitamin D helps keep the immune system functioning at a peak level. Several observational studies have shown or suggested that people with higher levels of vitamins, of course, have fewer colds, and colds are known as upper respiratory infections. But to test the association, Murdoch and his colleagues recruited more than about 300 healthy adults from New Zealand, and they all had normal vitamin D levels at the start of the study. Half the group was randomly assigned to receive oral vitamin D, while the other, of course, got the placebo. And those that had the vitamin D were significantly impacted. So it does make a difference. And vitamin D, of course, is that wonder nutrient that's just we've known about, but we've never really studied it. And, of course, we're studying it a lot more now. It's getting a lot more attention in the media and a lot of the university studies, and doctors are putting their patients on there and whatnot, and it's making a huge difference. So getting into a place where you can function at a peak level and get your immune system strong, eating the right kind of foods, lowering your stress levels, all can make a difference on the long end. So, you know, it's all about lifestyle. It really is. It comes down to our choices every single day. And are you going to make good choices or bad ones? Because the body changes. And remember, the cells are turning over every single day, and you get a brand new body about every year. So what kind of choices are you going to make now to ensure that you have better health tomorrow? That's the question. So if it's diabetes or heart disease or arthritis, whatever it might be that you're struggling with, you know, it's about coming up with the right game plan from that point on. That's what it comes down to. Now, they're saying poor sleep in teens are linked to heart risk in adulthood. Interesting. They're saying if you don't get very good sleep in your teen years, then you can have an increased risk of heart disease later in life. I don't think it's pretty hard for the teens to get a lot of sleep. Have you ever been around a teenager? Do you remember being a teenager and sleeping 12 hours a day? I mean, sleeping in, it's unbelievable. I don't even know how I did that. I did that, but I don't know how I did it now. But they're saying that the sleep that you get as a teenager makes a major difference in the adulthood life. Don't forget that they always say you can't catch up on sleep. You know, once you lose it, you lose it. And so if you've been that adage of you'll just sleep when you're dead kind of deal, make sure you pace yourself, because your sleep you get does add to your overall vitality, your energy levels, and your longevity. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, AT to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Open 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's talk about it, your health and your life. Could sunlight lower your odds for pancreatic cancer? Pancreatic cancer, out of all the cancers that are out there, is the one that can be feared the most, only because it's so rapid and it can move very, very quickly. I've seen it take out several people, not just in my medical training, but in my close personal life as well. It's just tragic when it happens. Never easy, that's for sure. But adding to already conflicting data about sun exposure, vitamin D levels, and cancer risk, new Australian research suggests that experiencing high levels of ultraviolet light and having sun-sensitive skin and a history of skin cancer, each measurably lower than the risk for developing deadly pancreatic cancer. Now, U.S. cancer experts cautioned against making any lifestyle changes, including tanning or altering vitamin D intake, in response to the study, which is preliminary and does not prove these factors can prevent pancreatic cancer. Compared to about 700 patients with pancreatic cancer in Australia, to roughly an equal number of people in the general population, scientists led by Rachel Neal from the Queensland Institute of Medical Research found that participants born in areas with the highest levels of ultraviolet radiation had a 24% lower risk for pancreatic cancer than those born in areas of low UV radiation. So those classified as having the most sun-sensitive skin had a 49% decreased risk of the malignancy compared to those with the least sun-sensitive skin, while participants with a history of skin cancer or other sun-related skin lesions had a 40% lower risk of pancreatic cancer. So in this study, the researchers matched different participants, you know, based on their age and their sex and this sort of thing, and their demographics and socioeconomics and all of that. But at the end of the day, they said it's a big puzzle, but they're finding it's they found that it's amazing to them the benefits of vitamin D, how much we need, and what it can do over a lifetime as far as disease prevention. So I think it's really important to understand, you know, it's one thing to say, well, I get a little bit in my multivitamin, or, well, my milk that I drink every day is fortified with vitamin D, yet we spend most of our days indoors and definitely not outside. And I think it's critical for our overall health to begin to understand that vitamin D levels are important. So kind of the bottom line is this. Sunlight exposure is important. If you work indoors, do what you can. Get outside for 30 minutes a day, an hour if you can, and just soak in the sunlight, be outside, breathe the fresh air, catch some vitamin D, make sure you're getting plenty of vitamin D through your diet, because you're definitely not going to get enough in the sunlight. A little bit, yeah, is you'll get some that can make a difference, but it's not going to be everything that you really need. And vitamin D plays a big role in having plenty of energy. I was talking to another doctor today. It was interesting. And, you know, we just were catching up on some things. And he said, you know, we were talking about vitamin D, and we just thought it was interesting how for so long we all think, and there's still people today that think vitamin D is a vitamin. And it's not. It's actually a hormone. The vitamin D was classified as a vitamin years and years ago when they created all the names, and when they found out later it was a hormone, they just left it. But vitamin D is actually a hormone in the body. So if you have hormone issues, low energy levels, if you deal with any of those sorts of things, you got to remember, we always think estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, but if you take one step back and you look at it, you'll realize that vitamin D actually plays a role in those pathways. And it's important in bone density. It's important in elevating mood. I mean, it's got so many properties to it that we found through different research studies that is just unbelievable. I'm a huge fan. I take it every day. Don't miss. Now, you get it out of your fish oil if you take cod liver oil. But at the same time, I take a ton of it. I mean, literally. You get your blood test done about every, 3 to 6 months, depending on what your doctor recommends. I usually get it every 6 months, usually good, unless you've got something major going on. And you can see where your numbers are. And don't let anybody freak you out. It is fat soluble. And you can become toxic. But I had is a PhD, and he had done tons and tons of studies. And he told me that, you know, it doesn't even begin to become toxic till it gets in the low 300s. So even if it goes, I mean, the range in blood work is up to 100. You get into 125, those kind of levels. Once it gets toxic, what happens is it becomes toxic to the kidneys. So that is possible. But again, the numbers have to be really high. And if you're getting blood tests done every 6 months or so, and you keep the international units, which is what they're measured in, around usually, well, it depends. I mean, everybody goes conservative and they say 1 to 3,000. I take 10,000 a day. And, you know, it keeps my immune system extremely strong, and I feel great when I do that. And in my numbers still, they don't crack 100. So everyone's different. You know, I'm a bigger guy, too. So everybody's different, your dosage and all of that you need. It just depends. So always check with your doctor. Get your blood test done for vitamin D. It's simple, cheap, doesn't cost much, and the information is invaluable, in my opinion. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. You can go online, getwellradio.com. Then also send me an email if you'd like, but our Wellness Provider Network is a group of healthcare providers growing around the country to be able to help you in your area. So these lifestyle and nutrition-based providers that really get it, as I like to put it, and they understand all the things we teach. If you need help with that, go to getwellproviders.com. Let's go to Dallas. Hi, Dallas. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asher.
Yes, sir.
You sound good tonight. I listen to you most every night that I can, at least 2 or 3 hours.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you do. I hope we're able to help you out. What can I do tonight?
Well, I got a blood clot in my left leg somewhere. And they won't tell me, I mean, they don't tell me, you know, where it's at, but I know that it's in there because my left leg is deteriorating, and I can't walk on it very far. not like I used to anyway. I mean, I still got the same problem with the knee, but that ain't got nothing to do with my walking. And I ordered some blood thinner, a blood cleaner. Not being a cleaner. My blood pressure is fine. Every time I go, and I said, well, how can it be fine if I got clods in my leg that's stopping blood coming back?
And they said,
well,
to you,
it's fine.
So they did all, did they do an ultrasound or a Doppler on your leg, and they said they couldn't find anything?
No, they didn't. They didn't do no ultrasound.
Did they measure your lower legs and compare both sides?
Well, they didn't have to measure it. All they had to do was look. I dropped my pants and showed them. You know, they didn't even ask me, but I showed them.
Okay.
They said, yeah, there's a big difference. I said, yeah, that's what I've been telling you, idiot. Yeah, I mean, I hate to call him that, but I mean, you know, you. I hardly ever go to the doctor.
Well.
And I'm 70 years old, and being in a doctor for a real case, I can count them all on one hand.
Well, one thing I want to tell you is this, okay? I would definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, from this point forward in your life, go and get blood work done every 6 months. Hear me out. Go to your family doctor, get it done every 6 months, and get a full physical every year, no matter what. You got to hear me. That's wisdom, and that's being smart about your health. Now, let's get into this for just a moment. So you went in there. They said that they didn't put you on anything. They didn't diagnose you by having blood clots, right?
Oh, no, not really.
Okay. So they didn't put you on any medication. They didn't put you on Coumadin or Warfarin.
No, my regular doctor, she put me on vitamin D. Said my D level was low. Mm-hmm. The last two times I've been there, it's been low. So I started taking a tablespoon of cod liver oil. Plus, I heard you talk about 50,000 units of something for your blood. And that's what she gave me.
Well, it's 50,000 units of vitamin D is standard of what most doctors are prescribing now per week.
Yeah, that's what she told me. But you prescribed it to this individual or something for 7 or 8 days on and 4 or 5 days off.
Yeah, I didn't prescribe anything. I just mentioned it. Can't do that. But, yeah, I know what you're saying. Here's the key. The key is if they didn't do any testing on you, okay, and I know that we all have intuition about what's going on inside of our bodies, but if they didn't do any testing on you to see if there's a blood clot going on, okay, and you really believe that there is, I would go to your doctor and I would push them. The testing that they do for that is relatively inexpensive. Doesn't cost a whole lot, and it's non-invasive, and it's a pretty simple test that they can run and check that. And again, if you don't have insurance or if it's a struggle for that, they can work around it and they can work some different calls for you. It's not that expensive. But I, for your own peace of mind, I'm a big diagnostic testing fan just because it gives you great information and you can go in there and really just kind of ask them, hey, can we do this? I just feel like in my gut there's something going on. And then you got to trust what they tell you and what the test results tell you, too. So if it doesn't show anything, and the doctors, through their years of experience, tell you, and I'm telling you, it's a lot of years of experience. It takes a lot to do, you know, what all of us do in their respective fields. So whatever they tell you, I would go with, you know, and just take it. I know you like listening to me, and I appreciate that. I'm grateful for that. But I'm telling you.
Hey, folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file,
to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Vitamin B6 is a big, big topic, and I talk about it a lot. You hear me talk about anything from peripheral neuropathy to brain chemistry issues like depression, bipolar, anxiety, just about every brain chemistry instability. People that are taking meds for brain stuff, they're low in vitamin B6. And so it's just one of those vitamins that when you get low on it, things go haywire in the body. Well, they found that chronic inflammation in the body is linked to low levels of vitamin B6. Now, of course, they say don't run out and buy the supplement just yet, but a new study shows a strong association between inflammation and the essential vitamin found in foods such as lean meats, legumes, and vegetables. Researchers found that people with the lowest levels of vitamin B6 in their blood had the highest levels of chronic inflammation, and that is true. I've seen that myself often, based on a wide variety of indicators. Now, those with the most vitamin B6 circulating in the bloodstream were also the least likely to have indicators of inflammation. Temporary inflammation such as redness and swelling after an injury is generally a sign that the immune system is actively fighting infection. But chronic inflammation is an emerging risk factor for a wide range of health problems, including heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes. Well, in the study, which was published in the Journal of Nutrition, researchers compared blood levels of vitamin B6 and 13 different indicators of inflammation in about 3,000 adults. And although previous studies had linked low blood levels of vitamin B6 with various signs of inflammation, such as C-reactive protein, great blood test, by the way, researchers say this is the first large-scale study to look at the relationship between the vitamin B6 and a variety of inflammatory indicators. So the results show that people with the highest overall inflammation score based on the 13 different indicators had the lowest levels of vitamin B6. The reverse was also true, though. Those who had the highest levels of B6 had the lowest amounts of inflammation. It's really interesting, actually. So from there, it's going to lead, they say, to new treatments and or dietary recommendations. My gosh, start making the recommendations. If you're a physician and you're listening, I'm not telling you how to do things. Please don't take this the wrong way. But really, really, more than just send them down the hall to the dietitian, look at some of these studies and implement them in your office, especially in family medicine. I know in specialties it's tough to do all that, but in family or internal, please start reading articles like this and implementing them. I know it can be tough in the hours of practice versus your re-education hours and all that. Is important, but these are so critical, I think, and just from a preventative standpoint can make such a big difference in your overall practice and with people's lives. And it's so interesting, and I know that, I mean, for me, it fascinates me, and I just think, I see something like this, and if you've ever used this in practice at all, at any level, whatever your specialty is and whatever kind of doctor you are, or clinician, or any kind of nutritionist or whatever, when you see people's lives change based on foods that they eat or supplementation and symptoms begin to go away, it's incredible. So the research is out there and it's coming more and more. And with the Journal of Nutrition, which I love reading myself, it's phenomenal. And it's exciting for me to see all of this stuff that we talk about. Europe does a lot of studies, but when we start doing these here in the States, it's great because you know things are moving into the forefront and people's lives are getting touched and they're going to get changed from more of a natural perspective, which I think that we need to do as much as possible. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to Brian now. Hi, Brian. Welcome to the show.
Oh, Dr. Issa.
Good to talk with you, sir.
Just kind of give you a quick rundown. I've also, like your last caller, had blood clots in my legs. Mine traveled into my lungs. My last episode was in September when they diagnosed me with the blood clots, and I've been stabilized on warfarin or whatever, and been that way for now since then. One of the things I still am seeing is shortage of breath. What kind of things would you put or try and do to try and kind of rehabilitate and get more breathing ability, or what would you normally recommend?
Well, if you're taking the Coumadin or the warfarin.
Yeah. You know, yeah, I mean, I don't know. They really haven't decided how long you'd be on there, but my gut reaction is at least a year, and then we might reassess it. But even still, carrying a fair amount of weight and trying to lose weight, but have not been real successful. But I still see that my breath and my breathing ability is limited to I can work a moderate level. Let's say like the old time when I'd shovel or pick, I just can't do it very hardly much. And I get to the point I'm short of breath so bad. Is there something that you would normally recommend to try and rehabilitate a patient like that?
One of the biggest keys that I've seen in kind of some of the research that I've read and just, you know, that's out there right now currently is to get your lifestyle factors really in check. Because when you're doing Coumadin and warfarin, you know, again, it thins everything out. It can make you tired. It can make you fatigued. So staying on top of your blood work's important. Really making sure that you get plenty of green vegetables, dark green leafy vegetables, a lot, 3-4 servings a day. Red meat is also, believe it or not, really is chock full of the nutrients that are going to bring more oxygen into the red blood cells, which can make you feel better, decrease fatigue, and increase energy levels. And getting your blood work done, checking your hormones, is something you might want to do with your doctor, and also having them look at MMA, which is methylmalonic acid and folic acid. Those can tend to get really, really low when you're in your kind of situation and can cause you to have the kind of fatigue that you're dealing with. Check into that. Keep me posted. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.